Playing at home, obviously, a little more comfortable. You can play a little faster. And it's a little harder, actually, for defense at home because it's harder to hear. You know, it's so loud, US Bank. So you got to get communication going, get lined up, and get ready to play.
How did this bye week feel differently from the first bye week you guys had in the regular season?
I didn't go back to California, so I stay here. It's a little different. And other than that, it kind of didn't. You know, I mean, obviously, we had a little more at stake coming out of this bye week than we did last time. But other than that, that's about it.
You guys as a defense as a whole are really good tacklers. I mean, how do you kind of stay sharp in that area when there's not a lot of practice in that regard, not a lot of contact during the weeks?
I don't know. I don't think you're going to lose it too quickly. It's only been a week, you know, so I don't think.
Well, I'm just talking in general, like through the whole season
right.
And stuff, right? I mean, you guys don't
hitting. Right. I mean, you don't do that in camp, you know, you don't do that really ever. So it's just something you got to, when you get the chance to, you got to make it. Kind of as simple as that. Can't really work on it, you know, tackling. You don't want to tackle on dudes in practice. So just when you get opportunities, make them. A preseason helps. Obviously, the season helps. But other than that, I'm not too sure.
What is the hardest part about facing Drew Brees?
I think just how quickly he gets the ball out and how accurate he is. You know, you can have a guy covered. And I think you saw last night there was a tight end down the seam, and the guy was pretty locked up, and he threw a back shoulder to him, perfectly. And those are things like you think you're in perfect position until you're not. And so I think his accuracy, his quick release, I think makes him very effective.